This is the CBC Weekly Message.
This is Congresswoman Gwen Moore with the Congressional Black Caucus's Message to America. Today, many Americans are confronted with a myriad of challenges vital to their family's well-being relative to recessionary economic conditions. Sadly, there are hard-working families losing their homes at alarming rates because of predatory lending practices and exotic mortgages. Furthermore, every day it is getting harder for Americans to fuel their cars or heat their homes because of the outrageous price of fuel. Just last week, oil reached an all-time high of $135 a barrel, and the national average price of gas now stands at $3.83 a gallon. A key indicator of our nation's economic volatility is the unemployment rate. Over the last year, the United States unemployment rate has gradually increased. According to the U.S. Census of Labor and Statistics, in April, the white jobless rate was 4.4%, and the unemployment rate for Hispanics jumped to 6.9%, and the African-American unemployment rate is double at 8.6%. An even more telling indicator of our country's economic condition is the unemployment rate among so-called discouraged workers, those workers who have exhausted unemployment benefits. Right now, America is in the midst of a recession, and the African-American is in the midst of a depression. As a result of efforts made by my colleague and fellow CBC member, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, with her subcommittee on housing, we were able to pass a comprehensive housing crisis bill that will help states and localities purchase foreclosed properties, thereby helping to stabilize our urban communities. Through the actions of everyday citizens, efforts of the Congressional Black Caucus, and our colleagues in Congress, we can make a difference helping working families in these difficult times and get our country back on track. This is Congresswoman Gwen Moore with the Congressional Black Caucus's Message to America. Thank you for listening.
This Congressional Black Caucus Weekly Message is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.